everybody. I'm Rachel Keith from Melbourne, Australia. Although I'm currently staying in Dubai with my dad for a few weeks. My dad works over here, so I'm staying until next Tuesday I fly out. I'm using my Olympus DS30 to record this, and I've got no sound editing software on my Acer computer that I've got with me, so I will just have to make do with this, and I hope that it's okay. I'm going to be talking about something that I bought a few days ago, which I find very good, and I appreciate hearing reviews of products that from other people that is accessible to blind people. So I really wanted to talk about this. A few days ago I bought it. Dad actually had one which I used and really liked, so we actually went to the Mall of Emirates and we found one similar, although mine is slightly less complicating to take apart to clean. It's got less parts to it. It's a citrus juicer, so you can juice lemons and oranges and grapefruit and other citrus fruits. My one is called a citrus juicer. Is a Kenworth model number, what is it, JE260A, JE260A. It's an electric juicer, and I will come here now and I shall try and describe it to you in detail. When you look at it, when it's put together and you look at it, it just feels like a normal manual juicer. You know, like you've got the thing up the top with the plastic thing up the top with ridges where you would put your orange or lemons or whatever halves on, and you press down and rotate them, and that would extract the juice. But with this, it's got a motor built in, and so when you press down on the squeezer, it rotates around like this. So it means that you don't have to, you know, rotate the orange halves around yourself. You just hold it there and kind of squeeze the, squeeze sort of it onto the little prongs. So, so it will do it itself. And I'm going to take it apart and I'll try and describe to you what it's like. Okay, I've taken the jug and everything else off it, off the base. So we've just got the base, it's a round base. I'm not really good at measurements at all, but basically if you put your two hands around it, a man would be able to get his two hands around it, touching his other hand, if that makes sense. We've got this round base and the motor's actually built inside this this round plastic, I don't know, hard plastic base. It goes up in a pyramid shape to a point. It's not a sharp point, but it's a point all the same. And this is actually what gets pressed down, and it turns round. So the actual squeezer part presses down onto that, and you know, it turns around. Then we have the jug, where obviously the juice falls into. Now it's just a round plastic, again hard plastic jug. It's got, it feels like it's got a big pourer and a little pourer at each end. I think the big pourer is more used as a handle, at least I use it as a handle. And the other end of course has the little pourer which you use to pour the juice into a glass or whatever. In the middle of it, there's it sort of comes up into a pointed hole, that makes sense, and that's what the pointed bit of the base fits into. Because on the underside of the jug, it's like a funnel-like shape going into that hole. So that fits onto the base, onto that pointed part. And then we have this smaller container which fits also onto that point, but it also fits snugly on top of the jug, which the pulp of the fruit falls into the base of it, and there's holes so the juice will fall into the jug. So you put that on there, and then we've got the orange squeezer, which is just like a, you know, less like a, you know, the it just feels like a manual squeezer kind of deal, and that fits on, also fits on the point, which is still visible, but now it's not because the juice thing is covering it. Okay, so that's that. I hope I explained that all right. I'm not very good at explaining things, I know. I'm just going to move this up over here. Yes, hopefully that stays there. And then, of course, when it's not being used, there's a cover that's just goes on top of the juicer, the squeezer bit, so prevents any germs and stuff like that. So I will squeeze some oranges. First of all, of course, I have to actually cut them in half. You have to, obviously, like the manual squeezer, you have to cut them in half. So I will get a few out of the fridge. Yes, I find that three of these omni oranges will nearly fill a tall glass. So yeah, that's usually what I find. Now I've got an orange in my little hand. I'm going to cut the orange in half. There we go. Ooh, sometimes my halves aren't very even. Ooh, but like, really. oh well. It doesn't really matter, unless, of course, you do have to cut it like, you've got the, what do you call it, the core of the orange at each end. You've got those little hard bits. So, what I tend to do, cutting oranges, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you do it. I tend to have my thumb on one of those, what do you call them, cores or that, you know, the bits of the orange, there's a holes in the orange, like, you know, at each end of the orange. What I tend to do is hold my, this is assuming they're small enough oranges to do this. Some oranges are huge, but I hold my my tall man finger, I'm terrible, I can't remember the actual name, against one end, my thumb on the other. Careful not to cut yourself because this particular knife is very sharp, which is really good because it means you don't have to apply much pressure when you're cutting. Try and get it in the middle of the orange, and then you just saw and I usually get even numbers. But I guess sometimes it doesn't work quite so well. There we go, I've done three, that was a bit better. So I've got six halves and I'm going to do them all. I'll do them all, so bear with me because I haven't got an editing program to stop it when I'm, and you know, until I'm finished and show you how, you know, the you pour the stuff in the glass, although I'm sure a lot of people know how to pour, but anyway, so bear with me. Something interesting to listen to anyway, at least. So I've got one orange half, and I'm putting it onto the top of the squeezer. And I'm just going to press down. And I find as I press down, I did find that I squeezed it a little bit so I could get this, make sure the sides were getting or touching the juicer, and that way juice could be squeezed out of it. And now that I'm finished that, I just sort of turn it around a tad and press down again and squeeze the sides together. Obviously I'm not rotating now, this is rotating itself, but I'm just making sure I'm squeezing the sides together with my thumb and fingers on the other side of the orange to make sure that it gets on the squeezer. And then when I think that might be done, I turn it around a little bit again, turn the orange half around a little bit, turn it around a little bit again, just so I can cover it all, so I can get it all, too good to waste. The juices actually started to rotate clockwise instead of anti-clockwise. Now it's doing anti-clockwise again. Feel this orange half now, there's nothing in it, the pulp's gone, everything's gone, it's just a simply a hollow half now. Now I've got the second half that I'm going to put on the squeezer, like so. Squeezing the sides of the orange to attach the extra squeezer to it. Okay, that's pretty much done as well. That half is done. Now I'll get this bigger half that I've done and put that on top. Press it down a little bit and just hold it there for a while. Now I start to squeeze together the orange half between my thumb and fingers, and now that that's pretty much done, I just stop and turn it a little bit. Well, I guess I don't have to stop it. Still, and the motor does the work. Oh my gosh, a lot of pop. Oh, I still got a bit more. I just tend to feel it to see what's going on. Make sure it's coming out. And it is. So that's done. I've got three more to do. Oh, this is a little half. Go me. Press down. Okay, that was a little half. Little. Now we've got two more. Turn it around slightly. I tend to feel around the orange, and if there's a little bit that feels still full of juice and pulp, I tend to put that on the freezer and do that. So that's pretty much done now. Now we've got one more half to do, and then we'll put all this stuff in the bin. Okay, pressing this down. Actually, before I do it, this is it's getting a bit of a build up of pulp, so I'm going to try and do this bin, this bag, which Dad's knotted up, and I'm going to tip this. So I lift up not the jug, but the bit where the pulp falls into, and I tip it in the bin, obviously, like so. Now I place it back on and continue doing this last orange half. Where was it? Where did I put it? Oh, there it is. Okay. Ah! Idiot. Oh, man, I didn't put the squeezer thing back on. Where did I put the squeezer thing? Oh my god. Oh, no. Oh no, that's the lid. Where did I put the squeezer? Don't you hate losing things? Where did I put the squeezer? Oh my gosh. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh, I'm just going to wash my hands for a minute. I found the squeezer thing. Now, put this orange on. Oh, it doesn't know which way it wants to turn. Okay, now that's empty now. That was a big half, so that was a bit harder to do. So I'm just going to put all these in the bin, these orange halves. And then I'm going to clean up the pulp. This orange squeezer will have a bit of pulp on it too, so I'll put that in the bin. Just scrape it off with my fingers. Like so. Then I will lift this pulp container off, put right back into the bin with fingers. Then I might go over to the sink, wash them, or rinse them, and I'll leave them to actually wash properly with the dishes later, the rest of the dishes later. Okay. Now, I'll get a glass. Oh, dear, I'm not used to this place. Dad lives in an apartment. It's very nice. So now I take the jack off the base. The jack's probably about, not even half full. It's a tall jack. To put the in. Yeah. And I've got me a full glass of juice. So, obviously, you know, that juice is very fresh, and especially if you drink it straight away. It has got the little tiny bits of pulp floating around, probably the pulp that the little bits that just fell through those cracks. But that would be the same as any of the manual juices, I'd say. But it's very nice. I actually like it. Mostly, obviously, it's juice, but yeah, it just does have a little bit of the tiny bit of pulp floating around with it. So again, it's a citrus juicer. The brand is Kenworth. My particular model number is JE260A, JE260A, and obviously Kenworth is a well-known brand, so you can I imagine you could get them anywhere. I wouldn't know about the price, and I wouldn't like to quote to you on a price, because it could be different where you are. It could be even different here than where I am at home. But yeah, so I don't know. But you know, if anyone has any questions about anything I didn't cover, you may email me. My address is racheldk@tpg.com.au. That's RACHELDK at T for Tango, P for Papa, and G for Golf.com.au. Thank you. Goodbye.